In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom today. I'm glad to be with you. Do you know that the Lord has everything in control? Your life seems to be falling apart, but he has control of it. Just go to him and say, "Lord, take control. I cannot be in control any longer. Take control." The Lord will take control. The one who put the sun in the sky and the moon in the sky, who gave us oceans and lands and rivers, he's in control. You just need to have him be in control of what you are not in control of. Have you gone far enough saying, "I don't need this any longer"? Then go to the Lord and say, "Lord, I give it to you. Be in control." Chapter 2 of the first letter to John. My little children, I love that. He calls each one of us his little children. I am writing to you so that you may not sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. Jesus Christ who shed his blood for you. Jesus Christ who shed his blood for me. He is the righteous one. He has forgiven our sins as we confess them through the blood that he shed on the cross. And he, Jesus Christ, is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Jesus on the cross is the atoning sacrifice for your sins and for my sins. And not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. The cross tells us that Jesus died for individuals and for the whole world. He is the righteous one. He is the one who shed his blood. He is the one who has a plan for you. He is the one who forgives you. Let's continue. Now by this we may be sure that we know him. Again, know is to know, not think about, not read about, but know the Lord. I know him by the grace of God. I know how he works miraculously. Sometimes not even you can see it, but he's working. We're praying for a young man whose eye was hurt, and we're praying for a miracle. He needs a miracle. And yesterday he got the first sign of a miracle, that he could see the light of a flashlight in this eye. The doctors were amazed. But we want a complete miracle, that he would be able to see with this eye. And you know what? I believe God's going to do it. I believe God's going to do it. Why? Because that's what God wants. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And in heaven, there's no one with eye problems. No one at all. Now, by this we have been sure that we know him if we obey his commandments. Whoever says, "I have come to know him," and does not obey his commandments, is a liar, and in such a person the truth does not exist. But whoever obeys his word, truly in this person the love of God has reached perfection. By this we may be sure that we are in him. Whoever says, "I abide in him," ought to walk just as he walked. Listen to that. I abide in Jesus. I need to walk just as he walked. Not walk in sin, but walk in grace. Oh, yes. We need to walk just as he walked, so that people would say, I want what you have. I want what you have. I remember Maria Vadia, I said this before, she was a pagan when she went into this prayer meeting. But she came out of it saying, something's happening because those Catholics are happy. I've never met a happy Catholic. Isn't that sad? Well, she gave her life to Jesus. She was just in Africa preaching the word of God. Thank you, Lord. What are the seeds that she preached? Yet I am writing to you a new commandment that is true in him, in Christ, and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Who is the true light? The Lord Jesus Christ. He is the light of the world. Apart from Jesus, there's only darkness. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating his brother or sister, is still in darkness. I know sensitive people. They're hard to let go of the hurt. But you know what? You need to walk as he walked. And on the cross he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's what you need to say. Father, forgive him. Forgive her. They don't know what they were doing. And I ask you to bless him. I ask you to bless her with a good life. See, that's too much. That's too much. Not too much. It's what God wants. We need to walk in the way that he walks. Whoever says, I am in the light, while hating his brother or sister, is still in the darkness. Whoever loves a brother or sister lives in the light. And in such a person, there is no cause for stumbling. But whoever hates another believer is in the darkness. Catholics, hear that. You have no right to hate Protestants. You have no right to hate them. They are our brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ. Protestants, you have no right to hate Catholics. You have no right to hate us because we're your brothers and sisters. You say, well, our Catholics aren't saved. Well, I tell you, Catholics are saved by the grace of the living God, by the blood of Jesus. Oh, yes, by the blood of Jesus. Whoever hates another believer is in darkness, walks in darkness, and does not know the way to go, because the darkness has brought on blindness. Again, we pray for that young man, that the eye would see again. A miracle in Jesus' name. I am writing to you, little children, because your sins are forgiven on account of his name. Your sins are forgiven because he shed his blood for you. Your sins are forgiven because he hung on the cross for you. Your sins are forgiven because he rose from the dead for you. I am writing to you, fathers, because you know him who was from the beginning. Who is the one from the beginning? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. It is Jesus who is from the beginning. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one. Oh, yes. Don't play around with Ouija boards. Don't play around with tarot cards. Don't play around with going to have your future read. Or your tea leaves red, you will open a door for the devil. But I did it only because it was fun. No, it's not fun. You do not put your head in a lion's den and say, I'm having fun. You have no head. You have no head. You just take it off. You do not want to play around with the devil. Oh, yes. I just read today that President Biden has appointed someone who is a Satanist in his cabinet. Imagine a Satanist in the cabinet of a president. How sad. how sick, how evil. I am writing to you, young people, because you have conquered the evil one through the blood of Jesus and through their testimony. I write to you, children, because you know the Father, not know about, but you know the Father, because you know him who is from the beginning. You know Jesus, who is from the beginning. Therefore, you know the Father. I write to you, young people, because you are strong, and the word of God abides in you, and you have overcome the evil one. Again, we're hearing overcoming Satan. We have no right to be afraid of him. He needs to be under our feet, not in our pocketbooks, not in our life, under our feet. We have command over him, and we have conquered him through the blood of the Lamb and through the word of our testimony. Alleluia. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Then it says, do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. The world, as we know it, is taken up by the devil himself. It is his prowling place. Now, I'm not talking about the world that God gave us, that he gave his Son, that whoever believes in him might not perish but have eternal life. I'm talking about the world, people hating each other, people hurting each other, people talking about each other, people that do not love Jesus. The devil is the prince of the world. Oh, yes. Do not love the world or the things in the world. The love of the Father is not in those who love the world. For all that is in the world is the desire of the flesh, the desire of eyes, and the pride in riches. Let me tell you what's in the world. The desire of the flesh, sexual usually, the desire of the eyes, looking where we should not be looking, pornography, the pride in riches. I tell you, if you've got riches, start tithing your money. Start tithing your money. If you have riches, don't flaunt them. Care for the poor. Care for the broken. Care for the needy. Care for them. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Let me continue. The desire of the flesh is the desire of the eyes. The pride in riches comes not from the Father, but from the world. And the world and its desire are passing away. Thanks be to God. But those who do the will of God will live forever. What is the will of God? The will of God is to receive Jesus as our Savior and the forgiver of our sins. The will of God is, unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. It's the will of God. It's the will of God. How do I know that? Because Jesus spoke it out of his own heart and out of his own mouth. Children, it is the last hour, as you have heard that Antichrist is coming. So now many Antichrists have come. From this we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us. They were part of their community, but they did not belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But by now they are out, and they made it plain that none of them belongs to us. But you have been anointed by the Holy One. You've been anointed by Jesus. You've been anointed by the Holy Spirit. You've been anointed. Oh, yes. That's why no one can teach you. You say, but you're preaching and you're teaching us. No, it's the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing in your heart that teaches you. I can only speak the word of God. I cannot teach you. We have no teacher but Jesus and the Holy Spirit. It's the anointing that does the teaching. Oh, yes. You have the anointing because you love Jesus. You have the anointing because you surrendered your life to Jesus. But you have been anointed by the Holy One, and all of you have knowledge. I write to you not because you do not know the truth, but because you know it. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Holy Spirit always brings us to truth and to Jesus. Oh, yes. And you know that no one comes from the truth and hates his brother. Whoever is a liar, but the one who denies that Jesus is the Messiah. That's the liar of the devil, that Jesus is the Messiah, denying it. Now we need to pray for Israel, that they would come to accept the love of God through Christ our Lord. But not only Israel, our own families that don't know Jesus, or if they knew them, they walked away. They need to come back. Oh, yes. We don't do this because we're proud. We do this because we care. Because we care. Whoever is a liar, but the one who denies that Jesus is the Messiah, this is the Antichrist, the one who denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Everyone who confesses the Son has the Father also. So if you say to Jesus, I love you, Jesus, the Father is also being loved. Before I go to bed, I start saying, I love you, Jesus. I love you, Father. I love you, Holy Spirit. I want to do your will. Your will is what I want to do. Let what you heard from the beginning abide in you. If what you heard from the beginning abides in you, then you will abide in the Son and in the Father. And this is what he has promised, eternal life. Eternal life is this, to know God, the one true God, and Jesus Christ, that's eternal life. No one who comes to me will I ever reject. I give them eternal life. Come to Jesus today. Come to him because he's got a plan for your life. Come to Jesus today because he has a plan for your life. You say, well, I don't believe that. Well, you don't need to believe it. It's true anyway. But if you don't want to follow that, you won't get God's plan. God's plan is a lot better than your plan. You might be discouraged today. You say, my life is one of discouragement. Then give the discouragement to Jesus. I remember being very discouraged one night, and I cried out to God. Nothing seemed to happen. But in the days to come, it lifted. You see, God knows how to do things. I write these things to you concerning those who would deceive you. As for you, the anointing that you received from him abides in you. And so you do not need anyone to teach you. I just talked about that a couple of seconds ago. It is the anointing in your heart that teaches you. You have no one to teach you but the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the inner word. I preach the outer word. The Holy Spirit is the inner word that says this is right. You know, I've heard people say things about Jesus and the anointing isn't there. They're following another Jesus, like the Jehovah Witnesses. They don't follow Jesus. They don't believe that he is this God made flesh, Oh, yes, they don't believe that. And who are the most people that the Jehovah Witnesses get? Catholics. Why? Because of the lack of preaching in the church, the lack of Bible study in the church. People want to hear the word of God. Tune me in. I'm forever preaching the word of God. It's going to be 39 years in January. 39 years on the radio. I never thought I would be on for 6 months. But God has promised those who are faithful, he will do it. He provides us with just enough money for our payments and for our bills. And you know I don't keep on asking. You know I don't keep on saying, please send us your money because we're going to go into the drink. I don't do that. I preach the word of God. We send out 4 letters a year, and those are what keeps us going. We do not send out a letter a month, but 4 letters a year. One will be going out next Friday. Oh, yes, our September letter, the anniversary of Father Tom, 43 years as a priest on the 15th of September. I will be on retreat that week, thanks be to God. That the anointing that you have received abides in you, and so you do not need anyone to teach you. But as his anointing teaches you about all things, and is true, and is not a lie, and just as it has taught you, abide in Jesus. Abide in Jesus. The 15th chapter of St. John. If you abide in me, and I abide in you, you will produce much fruit and prove to be my disciple. If you abide in me, and I abide in you, Jesus said, you will produce much fruit, people, and be my disciples. Are you abiding in Jesus today? You say, I don't know. Well, then say, Lord, I give you my life. That's what it took me when I was before the Blessed Sacrament. Those flowers were glorifying God. I saw beyond the flowers. I saw a mystical experience. I said to the Lord, you can have my life, my whole life. And guess what? I said, and if I take it away, let me suffer. And I'm going to tell you, I shouldn't have said that second part. Don't take it away. Don't take it away. Give yourself to Jesus. He loves you. Give yourself to Jesus. He has plans for you. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, Mary said. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.